Welcome to the Word, to the Uttermost, a ministry of First Emmanuel Baptist Church located in Chesapeake, Virginia. This message is presented by Bible teacher and servant of Christ, Dr. Walter Yoho.
Turn in your Bible to the Psalm 23 of the New Testament. Turn in your Bible to the perfect chapter in the Bible. You know, even life at its best is hard. I remember hearing Sergeant Garcia say on an old black and white Zorro that if things didn't go wrong, it wouldn't seem right. That's the kind of world in which we live. Brer Rabbit once said to Uncle Remus, "I want to go as far away as I can so that trouble can't find me." And Uncle Remus responded, "Ain't no place that far." Job's friend Eliphaz said in Job 5:7, "Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward." We read in Job 14 where Job said, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble." It's hard to find perfection in an imperfect world, but I know something that is perfect. Turn in your Bible to the Psalm 23 of the New Testament. Turn in your Bible to the perfect chapter. Turn in your Bible to John chapter 14. We are going to use the word perfect to outline this great chapter. We want you to notice the perfect prescription in verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." The perfect place in verses 2 and 3. "In my Father's house are many mansions." The perfect path in verses 4 through 7. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The perfect person in verses 8 through 11. "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." The perfect power in verse 12. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." In verses 13 and 14, the perfect prayer. "If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." In verse 15, the perfect performance. "If ye love me, keep my commandments." In verses 16 through 26, "And to get my P, I had to go back to the Greek word for comforter." And it's paraclete. We have the perfect paraclete, one who's called alongside to help us, comfort us, to get through what we need to get through. From the Greek words para, alongside, and kaleo, to call. One called alongside to help us get through whatever we need to get through. And Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." And then we have in verse 19 the perfect pledge. "Because I live, ye shall live also." And then we have in verse 27 the perfect peace. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And then we have in verse 29 the perfect prophecy. "And these things I say before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, ye may believe that I am he." And then in verse 30, we have the perfect purity. "The prince of this world cometh and shall find nothing in me." The title of this series of messages is How to Find Perfection in an Imperfect World. A little boy and his grandfather were sitting in a boat on the lake fishing, and the little boy asked the grandfather, "Can you see God?" And the grandfather, staring into the invisible as he looked out across the lake, reflected, and said to his grandson, "It seems that lately I can see little else." As he neared the end, our Lord could speak of little else than the Father. In his farewell discourse and high priestly prayer, the night before he died, in John 13 through 17, we have the word Father 53 times. In John 14 alone, 23 times. By the way, in the entire Gospel of John, the Father is spoken of some 122 times. Father was Jesus' favorite name for God. In the Quran, it has been said, there are 99 names for Allah, but among them all, you will never find our Father. Jesus' favorite name for God was Father, and he wants it to be ours too. Jesus taught us to think about God as our Father. For example, he said in Matthew 6:6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. In the Greek language, the word shut is literally the word fasten, suggesting the utmost intimacy. He said in Matthew 7, verse 11, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him. He said to his disciples in Luke 12, 32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And he said to the woman at the well, to take another instance, in John 4, 23 and 24, the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We come now to the perfect prescription in chapter 14, verse 1. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. A very despondent and troubled man went to see the celebrated British physician, Dr. John Abernathy. And after a thorough examination, Dr. Abernathy said to the patient, I prescribe that you go and hear the comedian Grimaldi. He will make you laugh, and that will be better than any drugs I can prescribe. But the patient stared right through the doctor and said, but I am Grimaldi. You see, human cheer and human humor and kind thoughts can go a long way to make us feel better. But when we are deep down hurting, none of this is going to help very much. We need Jesus. And the situation the disciples were facing in the upper room as Jesus opens John 14 and speaks to their hearts was a very tough situation. Jesus told them he was going away. The authorities were going to turn on them. He said, all of you will forsake me tonight and be scattered. He said that Judas would betray him. Peter would deny him. And they were hurting. And in this context, Jesus said to them, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. What was he saying? He was saying, I think, I am going away and you will be not able to see me. But let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God and yet you do not see him. Now believe in me in the same way. Have you ever come to a place in your life where you wanted to run and there was nowhere to run? What's a person to do when he wants to run and there's nowhere to run? There's only one thing to do. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Isn't it wonderful to know that you are never less alone than when you are all alone with Jesus. Verse 1, the perfect prescription. And then in verses 2 and 3, Jesus tells us about the perfect place. He says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." A dear missionary couple to Brazil invited Joyce and me to their house for dinner, and it was some distance away, and they graciously said, "Come late Wednesday afternoon, since you'll be speaking at our church that night anyway. That way I would only have to make one trip." But I wasn't sure where the house was. The church campus was pretty large. And they said, "Well, you know, when you come into the church parking lot, you know where you get out and go into the church? Well, if you just look to the edge of that parking lot, there's this little white house, and that's where we live." And then a smile lit up the lady's face, and she said, "We live in the White House." Well, it's a great honor to live in the White House, but I know of a house that's much more wonderful to live in. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." I heard a preacher years ago, Brother Glenn Sanford, say, "I believe that the Biltmore House in Asheville, North Carolina, is a mere chicken coop compared to the house Jesus is preparing for me." Years ago in Pensacola, I came across a cute cartoon. Dennis the Menace and his little friend were staring up into a beautiful starlit sky. And as they were staring up at the stars, one boy said to the other, "You know, heaven sure must be a beautiful place if the bottom of it looks so pretty." And you know, heaven is a beautiful place. You know, if it took God only 6 days to make a world this bright and brilliant and beautiful and breathtaking, just imagine what it's going to be like for Christ's chosen bride to lay eyes on those many mansions in the Father's house that Jesus has been preparing for us, not just for 6 days, but for some 2,000 years and counting. In the upper room, Jesus told his disciples about another upper room when he said to them, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." When our Lord Jesus lived down here upon the earth, he was, according to Mark 6:3, a carpenter. But I've got wonderful news for you. Now that he's back up in heaven, he's still building. He is building a church for his glory down here on earth, and he is building a home for his church up in glory. Please tune in and find out what Jesus taught his disciples about this perfect place as we look at it more. And then also as we look at the perfect path and the perfect person. And remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God wants you to put your name into that whosoever, so that if you will believe in God's Son, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe that every human being on the face of the earth ought to have three homes: a domestic home, a church home, and an eternal home. And Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you."
This has been a presentation by Dr. Walter Yoho. For further information, comments, prayers, and material, please contact missions300ministry@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless.